You think so?
I would have never really surprised.
Please, right?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the DuPont County Board of Supervisors meeting, June 14th, 2022. We do have a change to the agenda. We no longer will have the work session with Pioneer Cemetery afterwards. We'll meet with department heads and elected officials, start up with Sarah Doty, payroll in the auditor's office.
Good morning. Just keeping busy as usual, nothing new to report at this time.
Okay, thank you. Sheriff Flynn Denning said that things were going just normal. He stopped in earlier. But they had, nine? Nine intakes last night.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a busy night for everybody. You'll love that, Lisa.
Oh, no, the sheriff's office was not responsible for me being up for 4 hours last night. That would be the other department.
Okay, Lisa Schaefer, county attorney.
Just staying busy. We have a couple of attorneys at our spring conference this week, trying to figure out where my last month went, so.
Terry Johnson, county auditor.
Good morning. We're just trying to wind down from the election last week. We're running all of our last minute reports this morning for you guys to sign. And of course, after the canvas today, then I have to send all that information, post it on the state website, and send the final report to the state. And then this Thursday, June 16th at 10 a.m. in this room, we will be having our post-election audit. They always draw, the Secretary of State's office draws the precinct that needs to be audited. And I believe we will be auditing precinct CC, which is Concordia Township. There weren't a whole lot of ballots there, but we'll be auditing that little group.
Thank you, Terry. Rodney Bleesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Just got a lot of different things going on. Got the geo inspector. He's going to be at the geo tomorrow for his annual inspection, so. And that would just keep moving.
Okay, thanks, Rodney. Jared Lassiter, regional planning.
Morning. Just keeping busy as always. I know you're probably overloaded with subdivisions right now. I've been dropping off several packets over the last week or so. How it tends to be sometimes, where we know about subdivisions for a while, but they all come in around the same time. So they're not all going to be up for the board on the agenda at the same time. One of them probably looking at next week. The other one is probably the week after for the minors. And then there's a major subdivision that has to go to the zoning commission first, which we're probably looking at sometime in early July for that. And then probably expect another one within the next week or so too. That I'm currently, I've seen the plat for, just waiting for them to submit the documents. So it's certainly a busy time of year for that. Apart from that, I don't have anything major to report.
Okay, thank you. Ken Heinzman, seal region for mental health.
Yeah, good morning. The seal region has asked, well, every region is being asked by the state to be involved in evidence-based practices. And so three of them that I've been assigned to this past year has been IPS, the Supported Employment Evidence-Based Practice, and Hope Haven's involved in that. And co-occurring evidence-based practice for co-occurring mental health and substance abuse. And strength-based case management was a third one that the state has required regions to be involved in, but that's one that I think will go away because we're not doing case management anymore as a county, so, or as a region. Anyways, the University of Iowa Center for Excellence is involved in these evidence-based practices now and has a contract, a new contract with the state. And so I got a meeting with them from 12 to 1 today, Zoom meeting, to talk about that, where they do fidelity reviews, and they have a trainer now through University of Iowa Center for Excellence. So I'm going to learn more about that today. That'll be exciting. That's about it.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Natalie, how's the recorder's office?
Good morning. Recorder's office is good. We're just keeping an eye on a few bills that have passed. Wait for the governor, I know, to sign one of them, but I do leave today for recorder school in Decorah, so we'll have some more, hopefully, information on that to guide us on what we're going to do with those changes, so.
One of the ATV and UTV?
Yep, as long as she signs it, which I figure we could talk more after that. The DNR is supposed to follow up with us once they meet, and the DNR and the law enforcement, and see what kind of, how that's going to affect the recorder's office. Yeah. What we'll do with the ordinance, so.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
How's the treasurer's office doing, Janelle?
We're keeping busy working on the tax sale, which is Monday, so payments can be made online up through Thursday evening and in the office through Friday at 4:30 to avoid the tax sale. But other than that, just keeping busy.
Okay, thank you. Becky, it's a pleasure to see you instead of Ryan.
Well, thank you. I'll keep it short. How's that?
Well, that's okay.
The DOT closed Dodgeville Road and Highway 61 intersection. It'll be closed for about 3 to 3.5 weeks. So he wanted me to share that with you guys. And then today, they are actually paving on Upper Flint. So they're doing from the bridge towards the new pavement from last year. So that's going on today.
Does that affect you coming to work, Terry? Dodgeville Road?
No, but just getting access to Mom's, but Pleasant Grove Road is the next one, so.
That's where you go.
Well, if you move by then, you'll be good.
Thank you. Thanks, Becky. And how's the safety department?
We're doing good. Busy, but we're doing good.
Good.
So not really anything new to report. I sent over that documentation to you guys on the different forms that we're going to be using for that animal control board.
Okay.
Other than that, we're good.
Okay, thanks, Angie. Okay. I don't think we missed anybody. Moving on, do we have any changes to the agenda? We've already made that with Pioneer Cemetery. Correspondence. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none. I did not.
I did not either. Move on. The discussion vote. We have a resolution here setting the time and date for the budget amendment hearing. Resolution 2022-042. Board supervisors hereby fixes the time and place for a public hearing on the fiscal year 22 budget amendment for Tuesday, June the 21st, 2022 at 9 a.m. in the boardroom of the Des Moines County Supervisors Courthouse. Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish the notice and estimate summary as required by law. This resolution shall take effect immediately. What's your wishes on this, gentlemen?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We don't have stamped that if we sign it, do we?
You can stamp that one.
We have the assignment of tax sale comparison agreement. In the treasurer's office here. Gentlemen, how do you pronounce that? Citus? Cultivation LLC, 18025 Oak Street, V, Omaha, Nebraska, would like Des Moines County to sign over their interest in tax sale certifications 17-0, 3852 them. This is an empty lot, and they are interested in this lot so they can get it back on the tax roll and keep it maintained. They are offering a promise of $2,246 for the $3,655 currently due for the back real estate taxes on this parcel, as well as a $10 assessment fee. Breakdown of this payment is as follows. Certified $1,174 of the $2,583 currently due. This is the original amount of the lien when Des Moines County was issued the tax lien on 6/19 of 2017. So pay all other taxes included in the certificate presently being for the years of 2016 to 2020 currently due and payable in amount of $1,072. I'm respectfully recommending that the county honor their request for the assignment of certificate number 17-0385. If you agree, please sign indicated on the attached sales certificate. Sincerely, Deb Moore, Deputy County Treasurer.
I agree with the treasurer's office. Let's put this back on the tax roll and get what we can. Motion to approve.
Second.
Sir.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Grandma Moses was slower.
Take your time.
You know, you're going to have to talk to them and tell them I have so many signatures before we sign here.
Don't think I can do anything about that.
Okay, we have payroll claim reimbursements in the amount of $1,237.56. Non-cash taxable to zero.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have a fireworks permit for Spirit Hall Golf Course on 7/4/22. That'd be July the 4th. Everything looks in file and it's all signed by the fire chief and everybody.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Personnel action. We have one for DESCOM here. Roger Cook with DESCOM. 5-year anniversary, moved from step C to step D. The previous rate was $24.60. The new rate is $25.20.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. Okay, now we have 5 of them for the Sheriff's Office. We'll do all these at once. We have Lonca Ryan, a clerk. It's an anniversary. Previous rate $33,596.25. The new rate $35,685.88. The next one is for Erica Thompson. She's a clerk 2. It's a promotion to clerk 1 Previous rate was $36,534.67. New rate is $39,799.96. The next one is for Gwen Ballberger. Part-time clerk, anniversary 1 year, step increase from $16 previous rate to $17 new rate. Next one is Blake Chessman, deputy, anniversary a 6 month step increase, previous rate $47,107.10 to $50,247.60. The last one is Keaton Polchek. He's a deputy, an 18-month step increase from $53,388.05 to $56,528.51.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
I have one for local health. It's Ingram McClelland, certified nurse's aide, new hire, full-time CNA, annual salary $30,000.87, effective on 6/9/22. So.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Moving on to reports, we have the recorders. Report fee collected on May 2022. These will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your own discretion. We have the minutes for a regular meeting on June 7th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Abstain. I was on vacation. And I had fun.
Welcome back to America.
Okay, now we got Canvas 2022 primary election. Ms. Johnson, you might want to help us out here.
Everybody can have a folder if they want one. Numbers did not change from election night. No ballots were added. So I guess we'll just maintain that there end up being 3,240 ballots cast out of 27,650 voters. So that was an 11.72% turnout. And I guess everybody on the local races that were on the ballot successfully won.
Yay!
All right.
Oh, and I guess Tom too.
I was gonna say Tom don't look real happy.
All I heard somebody wrote in Snoopy. I'm going to find out who that was.
Now that's usually Mickey. But nope, and nothing has changed, so everything's the same. The first few sheets is a summary, and then the last election canvas summary is shows it by precinct and absentee ballots. We end up with 584 absentee ballots that were, those were usually the first ones to be reported at night, so, and then all the precincts come in, so that's everything. Nothing has changed, so. If you got any questions?
No, I don't have any questions, but, you know, 11% of the people speak for 100% of the people. It's kind of sad that more people don't get out and vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this one's...
That's the only thing I've got to say.
Yeah, this is all based on the parties.
Yeah.
And it depends on, you know, if there's any races on the ballots or anything like that. There was more races by, you know, for the state and federal than there was local. So, I mean, yes, we had the representatives. We had a race down here in 99 on the Republican side. And Mr. Rinker won that one. So.
Is that a pretty typical turnout for a off-year primary?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at the records, but it's, you know, because 2 years ago during the COVID, they sent out the request forms, which really increased the turnout. I think we ended up with about a 20 or 25% turnout, which is amazing for a primary, and that was basically because the request forms were sent out to everybody, and all they had to do was turn them back in to get their ballot. But a lot of people were still, you know, a lot of people don't understand the primaries, that they are party based. And so you get people that, well, I don't want to choose a party. Well, we have to know so that we know what ballot to send to you. But even at, because I think 2 years ago, with COVID, I think we had around 6,000 absentees, and compared to our 584, which is more normal. But at the polls, since we had only two locations open, it worked really great, you know, back in 2020, and we ended up having about 1,000 people at the polls, which we thought was great.
How much extra work is absentees when you have the 5,000 whatever? I mean, how much extra work is that compared?
Oh, the 6,000. Well, they got those sent out kind of late too, when the Secretary of State decided to send those out, and we were already in the phase of once we start sending out ballots, then we only have 24 hours to get those ballots out, and when you're doing thousands of them at a time, that's a lot of work. We were here till, I think, one Friday night, we were here till 7:30, 8 o'clock. And the following Monday, we were here till, like, I think 9 or 9:30. And
how many people did you have in on that? How many people were in on that for the?
At the beginning, whenever we first started the absentee, everybody was in the office. As it was towards the end of the election that, well, for the primary, yes, everybody was here. It's the November one where we ran into issues, so. And that was personnel issues because of COVID and everything, so.
Okay. Well, if they don't vote, they shouldn't complain.
Well, that's not gonna stop. I've already tried that thing. Yeah. Let me see your registration.
I want you to approve the primary election canvas.
Second, my bad.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. You want these stamped too?
Yes, I have little notes on there because one set has to go Secretary of State and one goes in our election book. And then the other ones are the abstract of votes for each race. And so you're going to have to sign each and every one of those pages. And I've got a note on there for that. On the big long pages,
yeah.
I have stamped where you just put your what pages you have to put your approval stamp on and you have to sign, but it's the
okay.
So we can take care of that when we get
yeah, let's do that.
So I can
get you to sign the
We need some...
guidance.
We need some guidance on that.
Supervisors need supervision.
I'm gonna get you guys tied in.
Okay. Thanks, Terry, for everything you do for us. We appreciate that, really do.
No, I thank everybody that's in the office, because even maintenance, when it comes to picking up the results that night, we assign all of Rodney's guys to go to locations to pick up the TMs, because we personally pick those up and bring them down. So nothing goes over the internet. Our election computer is not even hooked up to the internet, so it's all standalone.
Thank you. Is there any other business? I have none.
I have none.
Future agenda item?
I assume that Pioneer Cemetery work session will be rescheduled when you get everybody's going to be around.
We'll get everybody lined up somewhat, so.
Committee reports.
I attended the Southeast Iowa Link Governance Board meeting. We approved claims and more contracts, and I had a little discussion now that Fund 10's gone away. So, not a very long meeting.
Short.
Short for the Board of Governors meeting. Yeah.
I had Workforce Development Board for the youth, and a lot of stuff talked about budget, but the big thing is virtual reality training. That's a big deal that they're trying to push. So I had the DCAD board, and we've just got a bunch of. Should have brought my notes for that, but we've got a bunch of training coming up that we paid for, and there's some of them are really good. One of them is like the big cop, and I think you know about that one. I'm pretty sure you know about that one. The big cop or whatever, he comes around and talks to all the kids. Big cop's coming back. Anyways, it was really big, and he was here a long time ago. I thought you know about that, because I thought we talked about it. Maybe
the
I'm
dog?
Saying it wrong. Huh?
The dog?
No, not the dog. This is like a big cop. He's like 6'8". Oh, big cop, and he goes around talking about helping get the kids off of drugs and what signs to look for, that sort of thing. And also, we've got a really good training coming up on suicide, and it's going to be here in Des Moines County and Henry County, I believe, as well. And that we want to encourage people to, if you know people that are dealing with emotional issues, that would be a good training to go to find signs to look for. So, and then there's also I'll leave that alone. I'll say that to you guys privately.
Something to look forward to.
That's it.
Well, I didn't have any meetings, but the saloon girls got Big Jake down, set on him, so it's a saloon show at Silver Dollar City. Well, you guys in the meeting, that's where the first thing I hit. I thought about you guys having a meeting around that, watching all these dancing girls, you know.
You were in the saloon?
Yeah. Well, it's...
Thinking about it, stuff.
Root beer floats is what they serve. Popcorn. No, I didn't have anything. I was on vacation, so.
And we all know that when you're on vacation, you don't have a single drink.
Nope. What happens in Silver Dollar City, Steve?
Time for public input. If anybody from the public wants to call in, they can call 319-753-8203 extension 4, or they can email board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes.
One of the saloon girls, you might want to put out your cell phone.
Yeah. We're sitting there watching them. They put on a fantastic show. It's about an hour long, you know. And there's four of them. Each one of them got different colored fluffy dress on, you know, like they had back in the day. And I thought, how's that gal change her dress so fast? Twirling around. And I got looking closer, and my wife said, they were twins. And they were identical twins. You couldn't tell them apart. It's a good show.
I find it quite interesting, though. Bob Sarr went on vacation. When he came back, I just came in here and there was gifts sitting on the desks. And I know that you went on vacation, had a good time. I was just expecting to see a little something sitting on the desk. What do I get from Silver Dollar City? Jim's memories. Thanks, brother.
Good memory. If anybody's ever been down there, I would encourage you. They go to Branson, they go out to Silver Dollar City, nothing else, buy a one-day pass. They put on some fantastic shows.
Was it jam-packed down there?
Yeah, there's probably, that day we were there, there's probably 20,000 people in there.
Wow. Fun.
We just added an article to the SEAL website just recently about how laughter is one of the best things for mental health, you know, so. What you're doing, having some lighthearted conversations, yeah, is good for all of our mental health.
Feel better already.
Okay, the 2 minutes is up. With an eye, we're out of here.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you.